Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, 5/6/1965, dated for 11/17/2025. Let's see. Patient is in his second benefit period, which ends 12/12/25, period. This patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Mr. Nelson is a... Sixty-year-old obese gentleman currently at hospice with history of congestive heart failure. Patient has history of gouty arthritis, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, hypertension, depression, anxiety, total and completely bedbound, total and completely ADL dependent. Patient can only be seen when the caretaker is present because he's totally bedbound, period. He has right-sided heart failure, shortness of breath, weakness, DJD, chronic pain, renal insufficiency, and a history of DVT as well as pulmonary embolus, period. Patient has O2 available. At this time, his O2 side was 92% on room air, period. He wears his oxygen mainly at night because he cannot sleep without oxygen. He has orthopnea and PND, period. His corporal morale causes shortness of breath at all times. He belongs to New York Heart Association, class 4. Put down his corporal morale and his CHF. He is requiring pain medications on regular, around the clock, period. His MAC is at 36 centimeter. His PPS is at 40%, period. He has bouts of confusion with the FASD score of 6E, consistent with both bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. He's showing signs of weakness related to his shortness of breath, his heart failure. He has both cognitive and functional decline. He wears his oxygen most of the time, except for when he says he's tired. He gets tired of it. His KPS is at 40%. PPS is at 30%. He requires turning every 2 hours to keep him from developing pressure ulcers on the bony prominences, period, and he does have bouts of chest pain related to his heart failure and cardiomegaly. Patient continues to decline, most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.